This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, fellas.
It sounds like things are rocking and rolling there. I like it. Now, I know that the team lost last night, but when Ezekiel Duran leads off the ninth with a double and then you get that wild pitch, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, we're going to figure out a way to win this as well. Does that sort of winning streak just breed that level of like confidence of, hey, we can figure this out. We can do this.
Oh, it does. No doubt. You know, once you come back, a few times, or if you're in a winning streak, yeah, you have that feeling. I mean, we had it. Zeke, nice job there. Good at bat. He's going to play today because I think Josh Young could use a break. He's been going hard, and so he'll be at third base. I'll keep Cody at second base. But get back to what we're talking about here. Yeah, it's contagious. It really is, and guys believe and love the energy in the dugout. It was there in the ninth. Just couldn't get it done.
You know, Boach, a lot of our Tolos talk about the energy. They think Cody Freeman brings this great energy to the team and to the game. Last night, Jared called him and Osuna the baby boppers. And I was wondering if you thought they deserve a duo nickname yet, or if they still got some work to do. And what would you call them? Or are the baby boppers good?
Yeah, you know what? I'll have to work on that. But you have to love the passion they play with. They're always smiling. They're having fun. They're playing the game the way you're supposed to play. And that's the joy that they're competitive. Nobody's grinding harder than Cody at the plate, especially two strikes. He's a really intense player, but also has a great time. And when a teammate does something good, you look at him, he's all pumped up. And that's contagious, I think. I think that's, brought some energy really throughout everybody. Players love him. And so, anyway, I just think, guys like that are a shot in the arm when they come up. And they not only contribute, but it's the enthusiasm that they bring.
The last night, there was a ball that Freeman hit, and I have the very great fortune of being able to watch over and over in slow motion as many times as I want to. It looked like it hit the foul pole, and I was kind of curious on that front. How fast are things moving whenever a play like that happens, and you're trying to figure out whether or not to challenge it?
Well, that ball, he smoked, so it's hard to see from where we are. And Beasley, who's closer, he was coaching third base down there. He motioned that he didn't know it could be fair. So, we go to replay, and that's what we have to rely on. And in fact, after we said no, I said, I still think that ball was fair.
Yeah,
right. From my eyes, and the way it bounced back in fair territory, I said, man, I still think it was fair, but I got to rely on our replay guys, and they're good, and so we didn't challenge it.
It appears as though Adolis Garcia is not going on the injured list. Do you guys hope maybe he could at least hit this weekend against the Astros, or what can you tell us on that front?
Yeah, we have a day off tomorrow, so we feel like we have a couple of days to see how fast he responds to this. But I think at best we're looking at maybe pinch hit or something, but we have to make the call pretty soon as we go into that series to get maybe another player here if he is down for, let's say, 2 weeks. It is a grade 2 strain on the quad, so but you never know with these quads. Sometimes, the guy comes in, he feels a lot better, he's playable or pinch hittable, and when with his presence and his bat, it's hard to replace that. So unless we had somebody that we thought would be soften the blow of this injury, we would have made the move. But this guy's been playing such great baseball, getting big hits for us. That's why we're just holding ground.
Are there any rituals you guys can do in the clubhouse to let the injury gods give us a break? Because I know you're not complaining, but goodness gracious, this is a lot.
Yeah, we're trying everything. I had a kid burn some sage and spray around the clubhouse. It is amazing. It's unreal at the number of injuries and who's getting hurt. I mean, for Marcus to get hurt twice on the same trip.
Yeah.
The Iron Man, but it's really the freak injuries. It's been soft tissue injuries too. They've covered about everything. And, Corey now with the appendix, obviously that was a huge blow for us. But as I have said many times, as these things have happened, these guys do a great job of not talking about it, knowing there's nothing you can do about it. We got to go out and win ball games.
Chris Young used a phrase on Friday that I really liked as well, and he said the injuries can create a world where unsung heroes can step up. And you already mentioned Cody Freeman, Alejandro Osuna. We already talked about Ezekiel Duranthro and Dylan Moore, Michael Helmet. It does feel like y'all are getting remarkable contributions from people who maybe we did not expect that long ago.
Oh, I agree. These young kids have come up and really played beyond. And I mean, we brought them up because we think they can help and contribute, but they've gone beyond that with the timing of the hits, the home runs, they'd be huge. And, last night, with what they were doing, they're putting the ball in play, and some of them weren't hit hard, but they couldn't catch them. And, they're getting triples and things like that. So, they're playing with no fear is what I like. A lot of times kids come up, especially, these are important games. They can, be a little tight or nervous, but they're not at all, man. They're just excited to be here, excited to play, and that's what I love about these guys more than anything. It's their attitude and their confidence they're playing with.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. One of the other guys that's kind of continued to grow with that attitude and confidence has been Jacob Latt. So I was kind of curious, what kind of plan are you starting to see for him as he was, one inning guy, maybe an opener, and now he's getting a little more and a little more. Where is he with this club?
No, he's done a great job in the rotation. That's where we need help right now. Mally, he went 2 innings yesterday. He got a little bumpy for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But got his work in. But a guy like Labs is so valuable. I'll go back to Dane Dunning, for example. Pitching the bullpen started when Jacob DeGrom went down. So Lats could be that guy. He's a four-pitch guy. He's got velocity. He was bumping 97 at times last night. Has a good slider, curveball, changeup. That works up here, and he's throwing strikes. He gives us a lot of flexibility. If we need him to help win a ball game in between his starts, then we would use him and Justin. Figure out who's going to start on that day.
We've kind of been discussing something that happened with the Astros a little bit this morning, and that's Framber Valdez. I don't know if you happen to see him, kind of gas the catcher a little bit after a miscommunication. There was some emotion going on, and you don't have a team full of like super emotional guys. I know these young players have some emotion right now too, but when something like that happens, whenever there's got a player that maybe there's some discomfort in the clubhouse, can that really have a big effect across the rest of the club and cause, potential meltdown?
Well, I think anything negative that happens, it can affect the clubhouse, the chemistry of the ball club. I saw it. And, it didn't look good. It was suspicious. That's something that, I don't know Framber. I don't know their situation there. Yeah. But everybody handles it in a different way. But their manager brought him in. It sounds like they cleared things up. But I think anytime you get that negative energy going or attitude or you got conflict going on, sure, no question, it can drain a clubhouse.
Do you, as Bruce Bochy, would you have two players come in, sit down, and share a lemonade together? How are you having that? Are you having that conversation that way or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't let that go. You got to find out what's going on, and what was the intent, or was it a cross up and those things. I don't know. I'm not going to accuse anybody of that, but because there are cross ups. They're a little less frequent now because, you're doing it verbally. So, that's something that you got to bring out and find out what's going on.
I appreciate the diplomacy in which you're handling
you're doing
this.
It great. You're doing, yeah.
We both know he did that on purpose.
It's okay.
But
right.
You don't have to say that. I will say that. Is Chris Martin available to pitch today? Because I know he pitched Monday and then he was warming up last night. Is he available to go today if need be?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he didn't get hot last night. They start throwing, getting back to what we talked about early in this conversation, we felt like we were going to tie that game or take
right.
the lead. So we have him going along with the game, but he's a veteran. He's watching it, so he's not getting heated up until, it does happen. But you got to, start getting those guys ready. And that's just, the confidence that we're showing that we are going to tie this game.
Yeah, I'm also kind of curious about Danny Coulomb. Is there something going on there? It seems he's healthy, but it feels like he hasn't pitched in like a week.
Well, it doesn't feel like it. He hasn't pitched in a week.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're right. He's had some shoulder soreness going on. We're trying to get that cleared up. And so anyway, could be available today. He's out throwing right now. And if he's not, and Friday he's not quite ready, then we'll have to do something.
We've been kind of having the discussion, like obviously Jack Leiter's been a point of conversation since he was drafted here in Texas, but it looks like this kid is like really starting to find that consistency. How have you noticed maybe his mentality changing since the first time you put him on the mound?
Just the way he's attacking the hitters, his focus is on getting the hitter out. It just seems like he's doing a great job of that with four pitches, not trying to bull his way through them. Sometimes we can get caught up in trying to make that perfect pitch or into our mechanical stuff, and that can distract the competitive part of what you're supposed to be doing out there, and that's getting the guy out. I'm getting this guy out. I'm going to make good pitches, and that's what it looks like to me.
Now, obviously, last night was a little bit of a different story, but for the most part, the team has just incredibly picked up its effectiveness with runners in scoring position. Is there anything in particular you would attribute that success to?
Really, more than anything, just doing a good job of touching the ball we saved. And what I mean by that is putting the ball in play, grinding with two strikes. Now you can ask me, well, what can we do to fix that? Because we were 0-for-9 with runners in position. But it's, it's just, going up there, with the thought, I'm going to move the runner if I have to. I'm going to give the team a team at bat, and with two outs, whatever, I'm going to put this ball in play. And I think we're doing a better job of staying away from the strikeouts with runners in scoring position.
I know last September, Wyatt Langford was incredible. This past month, he's been incredible as well. Is this kind of the Wyatt Langford we've all hoped to see, or you've hoped to see, to really be what has been driving this offense to a large degree?
Yeah, of course it is. And this guy's so talented. He's a complete baseball player, and they're all going to go through their streaks, whatever. But we saw it last year how he came on at the end. That's what he's doing now. He's throwing out great at bats, and he's going to have a great career. This guy, I've said it so many times. I love watching him, and so he's got his timing now, and that was off. Not too long ago.
What is it about this team that you have seen that makes them so capable of bouncing back from a loss in the last 10 days or so? Because there's only been a couple, but you lost to Kansas City, sweep Cleveland, lost to the Angels, and then you go on a 6-game winning streak. I know y'all are coming off a loss again from last night. What do you hope to see, and what have you seen that's led to, such success after these losses?
I'd say more than anything, just putting it behind you. It's as simple as that. Wash it off, all those things they say that you have to do after a loss. And, that was a tight ball game. Milner just had a hiccup there. But, in this game, when we talk about it in the spring, it's not going to be smooth sailing. It's not going to be an easy road to go down to get to where you want to go. And you're going to have to deal with some adversity. It may be injuries. It may be tough losses. But it's not important that whether it happens or not. What's important is how you handle it, deal with it. And these guys have done a great job of it.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Best of luck today and then heading into the series against Houston. Always appreciate your time.
Okay, you got it, guys. Good talking with you.
There you go. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, a couple of things to keep an eye on there. He was just talking about, we were talking about the reliever and potentially shoulder issues or shoulder fatigue.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that for the next 2 days. And then Adolis Garcia as well. I know ideally we'd love to see him be able to at least hit in the Astros series because he freaking owns that team. But that's another thing that Bochy said. We got the off day tomorrow. We'll see how he's responded to like the treatment and everything like that. So those are two players to keep an eye out on, because Lord knows there's been enough IL stints this year for this team.
Yeah, let him get that rest and then get back out there and do some iconic stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.